Blog Talk Radio.
Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training center in Denver, Colorado, presents Mush, You Huskies, a show about dog-powered sports and mushing. Visit our website at mushingradio.com. Mush, You Huskies, is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Robert Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Mush, You Huskies, brought to you by Twine Group Media and Denver Dog Works. It is Independence Day weekend here in Denver, Colorado, and we're taping a little bit early because my daughter and I are up in Alaska, so I want to introduce my co-host, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Pretty good. What's on the map today?
Well, I believe that we are going to continue our mushing segment featuring Short Seeley today.
That we are. Can you tell us also about our photo contest that we have going on?
Oh, yes, that's right. I did mention that I asked everybody out there to send in their favorite dog sledding photograph of their dog, because we were trying to enhance our website a little bit on Mush You Huskies and get some candid photos. I don't care if it's of the musher or of the dog. It can be a close call. It can be a victory lap. It can be a mistake. I don't care what it is. The winner will receive a iPod Shuffle.
And why are we giving away an iPod Shuffle on Mush You Huskies?
Well, of course, so they can listen to our podcast any old time they want.
So while you're sweating to the oldies or the heavy metal at 24-hour fitness.
Hey,
or
it could be some country.
It could be country or walking the dog down the block. You can listen to some of your favorite shows, including the Dog Doctor Radio Show and Mush You Huskies, on a brand new iPod Shuffle. What else do we have going on?
Well, as everybody knows, you are headed up to Alaska with our daughter, the Dog Doctor Jr., and she is going to help you decide on moving to Alaska or not. And, you know, a lot of our fans out there, you guys need to let us know, should we move to Alaska? Should we take that risk? We've got two teenagers. We're splitting up. My family is all here in Colorado, and it's a big risk. It's a big leap, and, boy, are we discovering that it is a large cost. It's not necessarily the cost of the home that we're looking at. It's the cost of getting everybody up there and moving a four-bedroom, three-bath house and two teenagers.
So we'll find out what's going on up in Alaska this weekend, and we will report on that and give our decision on the July 11th show of Mush You Huskies. So today we are following up with our summer series on the dog sledding legends, and we've talked about several up to this date. And you can always listen to them again. Just download Mush You Huskies through iTunes or mushingradio.com. That is our brand new website, mushingradio.com, or find us on the Internet anywhere at Team Aneke or Denver Dog Works. Michelle, we're talking about Eva Short Seeley today. Take it away.
That's right, but I do want to mention something very quickly first off, and that is to all of our teachers out there that follow our mushers of today, I hope that they take a moment and listen to these archive shows about these past Iditarod founders and really get the kids interested in some of these old-timers. Short Seeley and the Wanalantet Farm. A large measure of the success of the Siberian Husky and the Alaskan Malamute as purebred sled and show dogs is given to a small, sprightly woman known as Short Seeley. When Arthur Walden left New Hampshire to go with Admiral Byrd, he left his Chinook kennels in the more than capable hands of Milton and Eva Seeley. The enthusiasm and complete professional dedication which the Seeleys lavished on northern dogs influenced, and still does, the status of these dogs all over the world. At Wanalantet Farm and Kennels during the late 1920s, the Seeleys established a school for dogs and dog drivers. The graduates of this school, both human and canine, have gone on Antarctic expeditions, served in the United States Armed Forces, and made names for themselves on the sport racing trails. The Kennel and Training School at Wanalantet is the oldest privately run school in operation anywhere, and up until 1955, Short Sealy supplied dogs for the United States Navy's Operation Deep Freeze in Antarctica. The dogs favored by the Sealys were Alaskan Malamutes and Siberian Huskies. It was primarily through their efforts that a true-to-type Alaskan Malamute was recognized by the American Kennel Club in 1938. The Sealys organized the Alaskan Malamute Club of America and kept the New England Sled Dog Club in business after its first president went to Antarctica. Mrs. Sealy herself was one of the three women who raced the New England trails during the 1930s. She was also the only woman to race sled dogs in the 1932 Olympics. Later in life, Mrs. Sealy had minimal involvement in the operation of her kennel while she was traveling all over the country as a judge for the American Kennel Club, working on books about her life and her dogs. Mrs. Sealy, as the operator of Chinook Kennels for over 50 years, had seen over 2,000 dogs enter her gates. The accomplishments of these dogs and the achievements of the kennels have been nationally recognized. Admiral Byrd visited in the early 30s, and a plaque was dedicated to all the sled dogs that served on the Byrd expedition. In 1971, Senator Norris Colton of New Hampshire read a tribute to Short Sealy into the congressional record, citing in particular her excellent contributions to the world of northern dogs. Mrs. Sealy was also honored by election to the Dog Masters Hall of Fame. At the time of her election, she was one of only two women to be so distinguished.
So that is Eva Short Sealy. As you can see through our Dog Sledding Legends series, we're up to about the 1930s or so with our guys and how they run in this sport. What do you think so far, Michelle?
You know, I think Short Sealy is an inspiration to all of us women out there. She was doing things with dogs and doing things with business before it was popular for women to do so.
So as you can see through our Dog Sledding Legends series, we're working our way through the dogs as well. We've talked about the Siberians, we've talked about the Chinooks, and we've also talked about the Malamutes now. Very soon we'll be talking about the Alaskan Husky, who makes up the dog sledding teams of today.
That's right. And, you know, I can't wait until we start discussing my favorite musher, Susan Butcher.
Very soon, we're going to work our way up through history and talk about probably the most famous musher of all time, Mrs. Butcher, and her story. That is a truly inspirational story, but also a very sad one as well.
You know, just the other day on Facebook, I can't remember who it was, but she put out a little interview that Susan had done with Reading Rainbow. And Reading Rainbow, if you recall, was definitely from our generation, not our kids, but with a show on PBS, and they had interviewed her, and I couldn't get that video to download, but maybe you can find it out there on YouTube and put it up on our website for people to view.
We'll do that. We'll give it a shot. As we've done in the last couple of days on our Dog Sledding Examiner, we've also showcased a couple of dogs. We've talked about Balto as well as Togo, and we've gotten some pretty good results back from comments back and forth on those two dogs. A lot of people know a lot about those dogs, but again, it's always the quarterback of the team that makes all of the press, and that's usually the musher.
Well, you know, I think I beg to differ. Sometimes the press is given to the lead dog.
And that's who Balto and Togo were.
That's right.
So we're going to cover those guys as well in detail in a later show. But next week we're going to come right back at you with another dog sledding legend. And if you want to get a reminder of those shows, just hit that favorite button on Blog Talk Radio or download our show anytime at mushingradio.com or through iTunes, just search Dog Works Radio. Michelle, what do you want to close with?
See you on the trail.
See you on the trail. I'll be back in Denver from Alaska next week, and we will make our decision and let everybody know what we're doing with Team Aneke. My name is Robert Forto. Never forget your dreams. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.